This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know about you, but I am all excited for Valentine's Day. Yes, because it's Valentine's Day. Sure, fine, whatever. But also because that's when Netflix is going to release the second season of House of Cards. Can you say binge watching? Anybody? But it turns out it's not just TV that we want to binge on. Books, too. Prompted by an article in the New York Times today describing something called series publishing. That is, publishers rolling out shorter books, but faster and faster. We've called Harvard Business School historian Nancy Kane to talk about it. Nancy, it's always good to talk to you.
Always a real pleasure, Kai.
So first things first, are you a binge watcher before we get to the idea of binge reading?
I'm not, but I don't think I'm typical because binge watching, which I think really precedes binge reading, right, is on the rise, no question about it.
Yeah, and then this idea of binge reading is, it's a business model shift. It's a paradigm shift for parts of the publishing industry.
It sure is. So think about it, right? You get these well-known authors, right, to send out one piece of the story, the Hunger Games, and then you get a very eager, hungry audience, no pun intended, and they want more and they want more. And so publishers, in some sense, are kind of stoking the appetite of readers, you know, mostly doing this with established authors. And then they can very, very quickly, in a sense, generate a whole lot of book sales or often ebook sales based on the fact that, like the next episode of Downton Abbey or the next episode of The Following or Breaking Bad, we want more.
That's exactly right. But what does this say about the American consumer, this entire binge thing that has started happening?
So let's remember that the idea of, in effect, serializing a story, which is what this is, it's serializing a story. It's not that we're going to really offer, you know, a lot of brand new stuff. We're going to part it out from the publishing side. That's not new. George Eliot did it with Middlemarch. Right. Dickens did it 100 years ago with all his books. That piece isn't new. What's interesting is how much this has become part of the demand side, the consumer side of the economy, right, including how we watch television. And my take on this is threefold. One, I think this is about book sales mimicking television. And we get it in the same kind of genres, you know, that we watch in big binges, if you will. We get it in thriller genres, romantic genres, detective genres, sci-fi genres. Those are the places. It's not political economy books. It's not history books. It's not biography that we're binge reading. And there are two other pieces that I think are important at a deeper level behind the binge watching and the binge reading. One is, I think, shortening attention span. And I actually this morning got on the internet and tried to find some decent data on attention spans. Here is what I learned. The average American attention span in 2013 was about 8 seconds. This is decent data.
I'm
dead serious. The average attention span in 2000 was 12 seconds. And then get this kicker, the average attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds. So I think there's an aspect in which we can get into something, one thing, but we want it all right now, and then we're done with it. That's the first thing. But I think there's something else as well that's interesting. We're anxious. We get very anxious. We want to know what happens to Lady Mary on Downton Abbey. We want to right? I won't, but we want to know.
And that's not here comes a subjective judgment. That seems to me not to be a positive thing.
See, I'm a reader and I'm a historian and I live in books. And I don't – so I'm a harumpher and a little bit of a relic. But I don't think it is a good thing. One of the great gifts of a book is that you can remember and come back to it and kind of use it in your life and in the, you know, the rooms of the house of your personality. And that's just a darn good thing.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thank you so much.
I always love it, Kai.